You know, they say the imagination of change comes before real change. And there's been a lot of imagination that went into this project.
Back in October, Binghamton Mayor Matt Ryan cut the ribbon on a new open space in downtown Binghamton. There's a raised area where bands could play in the summer, and a few tables and chairs scattered around the single lot, wedged between two buildings. It doesn't look like much, but a significant amount of work went into making it happen.
How long did it take to work this out?
It took many years to pull this whole thing off.
Sean Massey was the councilman for this part of the city when the project was completed. He says the idea is that this part of Washington Street, separated from downtown Binghamton by the river and busy Route 434, should be considered a vital part of the urban core. He hopes the students that will move into new downtown housing, scheduled to open later this year, will cross the river and come to this part of downtown.
We're going to have a concentrated sort of destination, a place with businesses, with public space, with maybe some entertainment and recreational activities that are going on that are now be available to this new market that's moving downtown.
That new market, hundreds of Binghamton University students, are just the next step in the plan for this area. Mary Harris, the city's director of economic development, says a complete transformation of downtown is already underway.
So it won't be just kind of the 9-to-5 scene, I guess, if you would, that it is now, where people come in, you know, they go to work, they go out to lunch, they do that, and then pretty much go home at night.
Harris says the transformation expected in downtown has been harder to bring to the city as a whole, as it tries to overcome its industrial past. Democracy is partly to blame. As politicians enter and leave office, redevelopment priorities change. That's led to a scattershot approach to development, according to Mayor Matt Ryan.
It is piecemeal so far. It's kind of filling in. So if you're just living here, you might see this place, that place.
Ryan says that the bigger planning, the one that covers the next decade or two, is also in the works. In November, the city won a $500,000 federal grant, part of the Community Challenge Grant Program. The money will go toward a rewrite of the city's comprehensive plan, new zoning for the Main Street Court Street corridor, and a few local development projects. The city's director of planning, Tariq Abdelazim, says this grant gives officials the luxury to think beyond the short-term projects the politicians are forced to work on.
We're responsible for looking out 20, 30 years, you know, not on a political timeline, but on a community development timeline.
Developing the city's new plan will take about 2 years, and once completed, it will guide all future projects in the city. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richman for InnovationTrail.org.